Jim Marlowe, Williamson County Commissioner. Since your last visit here, Jim, first off, morning.
Morning, Tom.
Since your last visit here, you shared a lot of information along with Ashley Gott. What's been the public's response?
Tom, overall, they're angry. They're angry. We had a meeting last Tuesday, and we had about 35, 40 people show up, and honestly, the consensus is that they're angry. They don't understand what happened, why it happened, why they weren't contacted ahead of time. We tried to explain a little bit of that, you know, but I understand when you're mad, you're mad. And you know what? They have every right to be so.
Yeah. Mad is often the face that fear wears. It's my analogy. Mad, anger is the face that fear wears, and I think people are afraid of their bill.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so the assessor's resignation this week, it appeared from the letter that was published by the assessor, it was an either-or situation presented to him by the board.
That's correct. We met in closed session. Those details I can't discuss. They're personnel issues. But the in open session, we did issue him a letter, an option, either resign or you will be fired. We hate that we have came to that conclusion. It's not pleasant to present this with somebody. We don't like it ourselves. We hate that.
All right, but if you're going to have a resignation of an office like this, you need a replacement. What's the plan?
The plan right now is to bring in an interim. The interim will be Jeff Robinson. We've already contacted him. Jeff is our former chief assessor, and as we bring in an interim, according to statute, an interim can only be there for 60 days. So Jeff will be there to buy us the time to where we can go ahead and start the process to look for another assessor.
Okay. Now, looking for another assessor, there are a lot of things that have to be done there. You have to post the job. You
Correct.
Have to do a look at all cross things. So is that process started, or do you put the replacement in charge of that because they have experience in the profession?
No, we kind of a combination of both. What we do is we have a meeting this afternoon at 1:30, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to hire Jeff as our interim, and that'll start the process to go ahead and let's post the job opening. And we're probably going to do this in a bang-bang timeline because we don't want to waste any time. We'll probably post it for a period of about 1 week. I'm sure Alex has already contacted the Department of Revenue, which notifies all assessors, listen, there's going to be an opening in this county. So for 1 week period, we'll have this opening posted, and then we'll look at the applicants. We'll interview them the following week. By the end of that second week, we'll make our selection. And then probably, more than likely, wherever they come from, they're going to have to give a notice that they're leaving the position that they're currently at, which probably a 2 weeks. So I would say probably within a month and a half, we'll have our new assessor.
All right. Now, there's been a lot of questions posed to me. And to be honest with you, I had quite a few people pretty upset about the aspect that we talked about last time you were in the studio that mm-hmm. there was a contributing factor for their increase in taxes. Were TIF districts, and I had a number of people saying, look, you just misrepresent it. You know, come on now. It's not, TIFs are great tools. They still pay taxes. You know, what can you say about TIF? And I'm sure you've heard some of this,
yes,
too, right?
Plenty of it, yes. And I've always said, this goes way back. Tom, I've always stated, TIF is a curse or a blessing, depending on who you ask. If you ask the people in the municipal governments, it's a blessing. That's what brings in the businesses. You look at even going back as far back as before they even built the mall in Marion. A TIF is designed to increase the EAV over time in a blighted area, all right? That mall's not going to build itself. No one's going to put it in there just because they've got nothing better to do. You have to give somebody the incentive to build. This is what TIF does. And the developer will enter into an agreement with the municipality of whoever the municipality is for a period of years. The TIF then will be in place for a period of 23 years, and at the end of 23 years, there's an option for another 12-year extension. And Tom, so it's 35 years. Tom, that's a generation. That's a generation. Now, for that period of 35 years, possibly, the money, the tax dollars that go in, that are paid in, yes, these entities are paying tax dollars, but I'd have to say at least, and I haven't done the calculation, but I would have to guess at least 95% of the tax dollars that they pay will be forwarded to the municipality, and then based on the contract they have with the developer will benefit from that. What's left over from that tax payment then is divided up by everyone that's on your tax bill, all the taxing entities, the school districts, the county, the airport.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing, that, you know, because here's a question right now. There's no name here. So could you ask Commissioner Marlowe if the county has to increase taxes? Do you have to have that money? And, you know, one of the first things I was thinking about that when that question was sent on the American Monument text line is, county has a line, school districts have a line, John A. Logan College has a line. There's a list.
That's correct. And everybody has a budget that they go by. Tom, a budget is a guess, best guess at any time. So there have been times where we check our revenues. Revenues aren't coming in the way we expected, you know. In the following years, we still have a lot of things that we have to pay for. We're mandated on things. We're driven by contracts that we have with collective bargaining. Equipment wears out. Squad cars get wrecked. We have to buy squads. Insurance goes up. Every entity experiences the same issues.
So,
it's not just the county.
Right. And so there's a lot of people at the pool when it comes at the lake here for a drink.
But
in a more direct sense, does the county have to increase taxes? Do you have to have that money?
Well, what we do is we look at now this is kind of a two-part question, because when you're talking the county, I'm talking right now speaking just the county. Okay, no other taxing entity that's on your tax bill. The county we're like every other thing. At times we do have to, but we're also a PTEL county. I know PTEL is very confusing. PTEL is an acronym, Property Tax Extension Limitation Law.
I've always interpreted it as that the L part,
limit. Yes, limit. And it's basically, in a nutshell, a formula that's derived from the cost of living plus new growth. So normally we have, a 2% to 5% maximum ask every year. So it's like a cost of living increase that's built in. That was put on as a referendum back in the 90s. I want to say 96. Some of the taxpayers that we have now weren't even here. They were not property owners. They don't understand PTEL when it was brought in. But that was brought in and voted on by the public. So we are a PTEL county. So yes, you can bet every year there's going to be a tax increase, because it's basically a cost of living. On this instance, and with the information I gave you at the last time we met when Ashley was here, I think our maximum tax extension was 7.5%. Why the difference between 7.5 and 5? Well, that was probably because the CPI was higher at that time, and plus we've had more new growth.
All right. Now, a lot of questions have come into me on different subjects. One, it's one question, but there's all kinds of different shades. Here's a question sent to me by Norm. So I still have not received my tax bills from Williamson County. I called them. They said they were sent August 26th.
That's correct.
Is there something substantial about the fact the mail is not getting to people as quickly as it used to? What we're talking about, Norm here, and other people saying, I got my bill, it's higher, I'm not prepared to pay it. What's going to happen to me on late payments? Okay. That's the way I'm interpreting a lot of my questions.
That's a lot of questions right there, but let me back up to answer the first one about the mail. We have no control over the post office. I'll be honest with you, Tom, I've lost all my faith in the post office. The way I do things personally, if there's something this important and I want to make sure it gets from point A to point B, I'll hand deliver it if I can, because I'll just bypass the post office. But you can always print off your tax bill. If you have a computer at home and a printer, you can print off your tax bill. And so that it doesn't matter whether it comes in the mail or not.
Williamson.
But I was going to say, the other part of that, what's going to happen? You asked me what's going to happen if you don't have that. Well, normally in a normal year, there would be penalties involved. We've already abated the penalty for the first installment, a late payment on the first installment. But, Tom, this afternoon on the agenda, the county, based on that we recognize the burden people are facing, we're going to abate all penalties for this year. You can actually pay your property tax late. Keep that money in your pocket until you're ready to pay it. And that's the least that we could do.
All right. Now, the other people say, next year paying it, get that. But I want a review of mine now. Now, you and I talked about this your last visit. There is a document you can fill out for a reassessment, a review of your assessment. I've had people come to me and say, I called, they refused to mail it. Others saying, I went and picked mine up. What's the deal on getting a review of your property taxes? You haven't made any improvements. You've seen a big increase, and you want a reevaluation.
Tom, that's absolutely correct. Now, why some people can't have it mailed to them, Tom, that is beyond my understanding. I don't know. I've had even my neighbors, I've told them to call and ask for it, and let me know if you get any resistance coming back. They got theirs. So I don't know why people who have called in haven't received it. I'll say this right now. If you haven't, if you called and you haven't received it, call my office number and let me know that. And I'll do what I can to get one mailed to you. But they will need your signature on the document. But regardless, it should be mailed to you. You should fill it out, sign it, and then send it back, and they'll record everything. The process there, Tom, on Board of Review, we review how your property is being assessed. All the county does at Board of Review, we have to establish value. What is the value of your property? On this form, you can put the value, what you think the value of your home is or property. Okay, support that idea. Now, in years past, there were questions that we would ask it, and like I told people, I'm more than happy to lower your assessed value, but you have to give me the platform to stand on. You know, what are some of the key components that we can stand on? A recent appraisal. You know, when did you buy your home? The documentation. How much did it go up? Have you had it on the market and for how long? But I'm going to tell you what, this year's a little different. And I just look at my own tax bill right here. And, you know, my assessed value went up almost $30,000 in 1 year. Now, I'm choosing mine as an example, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. I didn't do one thing to my house other than clutter it up. Okay. How did the value?
Same here.
How did the value increase $30,000 in 1 year?
Mine almost was almost 40.
And so, to me personally, that's not justified. That's not warranted. And Tom, there are many people like that in this situation. And so we're going to take a hard look at this. And if I can't find a reason, you didn't add a bedroom, you didn't add a bathroom, you didn't add an outbuilding. So tell me how my property increased $30,000, and you're telling me other entities, other businesses decreased? I don't buy it, Tom. And okay. So I'm going to look at Board of Review totally different.
All right. Now, here's another issue. You mentioned you have a special meeting today?
Yes, at 1:30.
Now, my understanding is you are actively working on a public information meeting in the evening hour so people can come share with you and you can explain this structure.
That's correct, Tom. And what we'd like to do is make it, however long we want to make this meeting, the first part of it, we want to make it informational. So in order to do that, I've been to a lot of associational meetings. They give a lot of PowerPoint presentations, a lot of good PowerPoint presentations that are easy to understand with graphs and everything. I'm the type of person, I like to see graphs and charts. But the key is we can't make it too confusing because after a while, people's eyes will glaze over. So we want to keep it simple. So what we want to do is we want to hire a professional person to create this PowerPoint presentation. We're going to give them the information. And so that's what we're going to approve this afternoon. And then at a later time, we'll set up this meeting and we'll have everything to go.
Literally have to stop. I'm out of time. And I'm sorry, but we're not going to be running the Kim Commando Computer Minute this morning. I wanted to spend more time because this is our wallet. Here's Jim. He says, you know, please ask Jim how much inflation has caused valuations to go up. I mean, when a government creates a fiat currency and money value changes, the money dollar goes value up, but the value's not there. We get that. Here's another one from, let's see. Gosh, we got so many to choose from. Here's one. Was there proper notification for this tax increase? And if so, what is the notification requirement?
Okay. Good question. Very good question.
So. Yeah.
If we were to single out your property that your property was going to increase, because it had been underassessed, and we did it on an individual basis, the assessor is required to mail you a notice to let you know that your property is being increased, assessed value is being increased. However, the way Alex had applied the equalization on this, he did it by township. So when you do a complete township, you're not required to send notice statutorily to each and every individual one. All you need to do then at that time is when you publish in the paper that a township's valuation is increasing, you put it at the top of the heading in the publication, and that's all you're required to do statutorily.
I'm sorry, I was a bunch more questions, but I'm out of time. Jim Marlowe, Williamson County Commissioner. Before I let you go, the date for the informational meeting, have you set that yet?
No, we've not set that. Give us time to get this information. We want to make it a good presentation, and we're going to be here to at that time, we want people to ask us questions, and hopefully we can answer their questions.
Good. Maybe we can get you back in between now and then and help people on their questions.
Sounds good, Tom. Okay. Anytime.
Jim Marlowe, Williamson County Commissioner.